Hard Facts, Dangerous Half-Truths, and Total Nonsense. Authors, Jeffrey Pfeffer and Robert I. Sutton. In many companies, there are experienced, intelligent, motivated people who both individually and collectively know what to do but can't or won't act on that knowledge. Here, we will identify some of the barriers to implementing evidence-based management and present steps that leaders can take to overcome those barriers, with an emphasis on how to manage in the light of the most dangerous half-truths that bedevil organizations. Why evidence-based management? Many companies and leaders show little interest in subjecting their business practices and decisions to the same scientific rigor they would use for technical or medical issues. Every day there are opportunities for companies to use better information to gain an advantage over the competition. Doing so simply entails using evidence-based management. Evidence-based management is based on the belief that facing the hard facts about what works and what doesn't, understanding the dangerous half-truths that constitute so much conventional wisdom about management, and rejecting the total nonsense that too often passes for sound advice will help organizations perform better. Obstacles on the road to implementing evidence-based management. Implementing evidence-based management is a journey, not a quick fix technique, and along the road, you will encounter hindrances and obstacles. Using data changes power dynamics. Senior leaders are often seen as heroes and venerated for their wisdom and decisiveness. CEOs could lose stature, as their intuitions are placed by judgments based on evidence available to any educated person with access to the data. Egos loom large, even in high-technology companies, and evidence often cuts inflated egos down to size. People often don't want to hear the truth. People like to deliver good news, regardless of its validity. However, good news doesn't require any decision or action. It's the bad news that creates the need to do something to fix the failure. And you can't fix things or bring advice and talent to bear on problems unless you know about them. Building a culture of truth-telling and acting on the hard facts requires an amount of self-discipline in order to only be willing to hear the truth, however unpleasant, but actually encourage people to deliver bad news. Dangerous half-truths about managing people and organizations. The belief that work should be separated from the rest of life is so pervasive. In most places, when you come through the door, your other responsibilities and obligations to family, to community, and even to yourself are supposed to be put aside, and you are supposed to focus solely on the organization and its well-being. This all means that companies force crucial choice about how to frame the link between work and the rest of their employees' lives. The gains from letting people be themselves. Studies on occupations from call center employees to flight attendants, white-collar workers, and managers show that when employees face constant pressure to display false emotions, they experience dissatisfaction, feel alienated from their authentic selves, have less organizational commitments, suffer more burnout, and feel a greater desire to quit their jobs. Creativity happens when people draw on what they know and who they are and say what they think, rather than pretend to be stifled clones of each other. Great systems are often more important than great people. Wide-ranging research on various fields shows it is impossible for even the most talented people to do competent, let alone brilliant, work in a flawed system. Yet, well-designed system filled with ordinary but well-trained people can consistently achieve stunning performance level. Do financial incentives drive companies' performance? Incentives are seen as the primary tool for aligning individual behavior with organization objectives, because without effective incentives, people would do nothing. Motivation is the most important factor affecting individual task performance. Financial incentive is the most important of all motivators. Getting the incentive scheme right is critical for organizational success, for both motivating and aligning behavior. Strategy is destiny. Strategy is a central theme in business. It is a source of success. Leaders and their people need to know what to do and how to compete, to head in the right direction and do the right things. The field of strategy rests on two crucial assumptions: that a company will be better suited to doing some things than others, and that financial resources as well as resources of time and attention are limited. Are great leaders in control of their companies? The belief that leaders ought to be in control is a dangerous half-truth, because when they wield too much influence and control over followers, bad things often happen to their companies and their employees. Even the smartest, most experienced individual is in the end a human being with the biases and failings that this fact entails. One of the most consistent findings on decision-making and performance is that the best groups perform better than the best individuals, because groups take advantage of the collective wisdom of multiple individuals, while individual judgment reflect the narrower insights and skills of one person. How to Profit from Evidence-Based Management. 1. Treat your organization as an unfinished prototype. Evidence-based management means acting on what you know at a moment in time, based on the best available data you have, even as you try to create the conditions for learning more. 2. No brag, just facts. Is the best slogan for guiding and inspiring an evidence-based management movement. 3. Master the obvious and mundane. Managers avoid what is clearly in front of them. They simply presume that they are already doing all they can to make good decisions. 4. See yourself and your organization as outsiders do. A big impediment to evidence-based management is that human beings, especially those with good mental health, often have inflated views of their own talents and prospects for success. Having a blunt friend, mentor, or counselor can help you see and act on better evidence. 5. Power and prestige make you stubborn and resistant to valid evidence. Certainly, fear and lack of courage have sunk companies, but excessive confidence is more common and destructive. 6. Evidence-based management is not just for senior executives. The best organizations are placed where everyone has permission, or better yet, the responsibility to gather and act on quantitative and qualitative data. 7. Like everything else, you still need to sell it. Find widely admired gurus who use the attention they receive to promote evidence-based practices. 8. If all else fails, slow the spread of bad practice. When leaders are wrong and people don't have the power to reverse their commands, ignoring orders, delaying action, or implementing programs incompletely may be best for all involved. The myth of the superhuman executive persists, but it's total nonsense. There isn't a shred of evidence that great leaders have magical powers that result in superior decisions and strategies devised with little or no help from their mere mortals they inspire and command. The business world is turbulent, constantly in flux, and competitive. Searching for evidence about better and worse business practices, running small experiments, always questioning, evolving, and learning by doing, is not only an activity conducted by CEOs, but should be a mindset used throughout the organization.